Potential parking prosecutions unpacked February 7, 2025. Certain law enforcement officers take satisfaction from issuing fines for various parking transgressions that occur while collecting and delivering goods. Kevin van der Merwe, Executive Manager, Certification and Operations at the RFA, examines key elements of the particular offences mentioned. Parking prosecutions. Park does not include any such keeping of a vehicle by reason of a cause beyond the control of the person in charge of such vehicle. During their training, officers engage superficially with this particular term. As a typical example, beyond the control of the driver means that the vehicle must suffer some form of mechanical failure. If this restricted understanding were indeed the intention of the legislator, then the phrase would simply have read, "Park does not include any such keeping of a vehicle by reason of a mechanical failure of the vehicle." Instead, the phrase leaves the matter simply as a reason, beyond the control, of the driver. This very wide definition means that while the vehicle is through necessity queued on the roadway of a public road, such as may be required to enter a port facility, the act of queuing is specifically excluded. From the understanding of parking as defined in this circumstance, so the alleged offence should be withdrawn by the prosecutor upon representation. Also noteworthy is that for articulated freight vehicles or combinations such as interlinks, there have been times where the truck tractor was prosecuted for the alleged offence of parking illegally, and each trailer was also prosecuted for the same offence. Section 83 of the Criminal Procedure Act, CPA, Act 51 of 1977, provides for instances where the same set of culpable facts could lead to multiple charges, or alternative charges being put to an accused person using a single set of evidence. It stands to reason that if the truck tractor, or vehicle drawing a trailers, allegedly commits the offence of parking on the roadway of a public road, that the trailers it draws would be committing the same offence. They are, after all, attached to the drawing vehicle. This approach by law enforcement officers is not incorrect. It is the responsibility of the courts to decide whether the splitting of offences has taken place as contemplated in CPA Section 83 and withdraw the superfluous prosecutions when instituted. The South African courts recognize that the splitting of charges is not an acceptable practice, as this could lead to an accused being convicted for multiple offences, charges, against the same set of evidence. One could, in similar circumstances, where an articulated motor vehicle exceeds the speed limit and the driver is prosecuted, apply the same standard and prosecute the driver for speeding against the drawing vehicle and similarly against the semi-trailer. Offence elements that must be proven. For the state to successfully prosecute a parking offence, it will need to prove the following elements of the offence: parking. A. The vehicle was stationary for a period of time. B. The period of time was longer than reasonably necessary for the actual loading or unloading of goods or persons. C. The offence took place on a public road. D. The offence was as described in NRTA Regulation 305. What is not important to secure a conviction is whether anyone was in the vehicle. Another irrelevant factor is a specific period of time, such as the vehicle being stationary for more than 5 minutes, unless a road traffic sign specifically allows a vehicle to be parked at a place for a maximum period of time. Where the vehicle is kept stationary for a reason beyond the control of the person in charge of the vehicle, this would not be parking. Relevant definitions. Park means to keep a vehicle, whether occupied or not, stationary for a period of time longer than is reasonably necessary for the actual loading or unloading of persons or goods, but does not include any such keeping of a vehicle by reason of a cause beyond the control of the person in charge of such vehicle. Public road means any road, street or thoroughfare or any other place, whether a thoroughfare or not, which is commonly used by the public or section thereof or to which the public or any section thereof has a right of access, and includes a. the verge of any such road, street or thoroughfare. B. any bridge, ferry or drift traversed by any such road, street or thoroughfare, and C. any other work or object forming part of or connected with or belonging to such road, street or thoroughfare. Roadway means the portion of a road, street or thoroughfare improved, constructed or intended for vehicular traffic which is between the edges of the roadway. Stop means the bringing to a standstill of a vehicle by the driver thereof. Truck tractor means a motor vehicle designed or adapted A. for drawing other vehicles, and B. not to carry any load other than that imposed by a semi-trailer or by ballast, but does not include a tractor or a haulage tractor. Trailer means a vehicle which is not self-propelled and which is designed or adapted to be drawn by a motor vehicle, but does not include a side car attached to a motorcycle. Semi-trailer means a trailer having no front axle and so designed that at least 15% of its tare is superimposed on and borne by a vehicle drawing such trailer. Articulated motor vehicle means a combination of motor vehicles consisting of a truck tractor and a semi-trailer. Combination of motor vehicles means two or more motor vehicles coupled together. Goods means any movable property, the offense of parking. Regulation 305 of the NRTA parking of vehicles. 1. No person shall park a vehicle on a public road. A. In contravention of any road traffic sign. B. In any place referred to in Regulation 304. C. On the same side as a fire hydrant within an area bounded by the center line of the roadway and lines at right angles to such center line 1.5 meters on either side of the hydrant, if such hydrant is clearly visible to and recognizable as such by drivers of moving vehicles, or if it is indicated by an appropriate road traffic sign. D. In any place where the vehicle would obscure any road traffic sign. E. In such manner as to encroach upon the sidewalk, if any, or F. In such manner as to obstruct any private or public vehicular entrance to such road. Regulation 304 deals with the places where a vehicle may not be stopped by the driver on the roadway of a public road. 2. The provisions of sub-regulation 1e shall not apply to any vehicle other than a motor vehicle while it is being used in carrying on the business of street vendor, peddler or hawker, unless it exceeds such maximum weight, height, length or mass as may be prescribed in these regulations. 3. No person shall park a vehicle on any portion of the roadway, excluding the shoulders, of a public road outside an urban area or with any part of such vehicle within 1 meter of the edge of such roadway except in a parking place demarcated by an appropriate road traffic sign. 4. No person shall park a vehicle on the roadway of a public road within an urban area. A. Within 9 meters of the side from which he or she approached a pedestrian crossing demarcated by appropriate road traffic signs, unless such parking is permitted by appropriate road traffic signs. B. Within 5 meters of any intersection unless such parking is permitted by a road traffic sign. C. Upon over the actuating mechanism of a traffic signal. D. I. With the outside of any left-hand wheel thereof more than 450 millimeters within the roadway, or E. Where the public road concerned is restricted to vehicles moving in one direction and the vehicle is parked on the side of the roadway, with the outside of any right-hand wheel thereof more than 450 millimeters within the roadway. Unless such parking is permitted by an appropriate road traffic sign, or E. Which is less than 5.5 meters wide unless the public road concerned is restricted to vehicles moving in one direction and such parking is permitted by appropriate road traffic signs. 5. No person shall park a motor vehicle on a traffic island or in a pedestrian mall or pedestrian lane. 6. Whenever a vehicle has been parked in contravention of any provision of the Act, NRTA, or any bylaw made under the Act, or in contravention of or in disregard of the directions of any road traffic sign or notice board as prescribed in these regulation, such vehicle may be removed or caused to be removed and impounded by a traffic officer. And unless the vehicle has been so parked in the course of a theft thereof, the owner shall bear the costs of such removal and impoundment. 7. No person other than the disabled person or a driver of a motor vehicle conveying disabled persons shall park on a parking bay reserved for disabled persons. The information and definitions in this article reference the NRTA, Act 93 of 1996, published by LexisNexis in the main volume, updated to issue 68, as of 5 September 2024.